In a symbolic gesture, the Anti-Racism Network launched its campaign at the Sharpeville Memorial Exhibition Center. It was there in 1960 that apartheid police gunned down 69 people for protesting laws that forced black South Africans to carry passes that gave them access to whites-only areas. The Anti-Racism Network says now it is racism in schools that concerns its members most. Last week, the Department of Education had to suspend the principal of Grosvenor Girls High School in Durban, KwaZulu-Natal, after black students went on strike, accusing white teachers of calling them monkeys. Several incidents of racism have plagued a few schools this year. Currently, the Human Rights Commission of South Africa is investigating racism in the advertising sector. This follows outcries over several advertisements with racial undertones. These include a clothing retailer that used a black child with a caption, "The coolest monkey in the jungle." The Anti-Racism Network campaign also takes aim at xenophobia. A growing number of groups and political parties have been demanding that foreigners leave. Nishan Balton from the Ahmed Kathrada Foundation told those present at the launch of the Racism Week that operations targeted at foreign nationals were a disgrace.
We launch what is called Operation Dudula and other initiatives to chase them away in the most undignified and inhumane manner. We are repeating the mistakes of our apartheid rulers. We are repeating the mistakes of tyrants across the world who use issues like this to create hatred, to create division.
Since 2008, South Africa has seen waves of anti-foreigner sentiment, which often has led to protests that at times turn into deadly riots. In the past few months, anti-foreigner sentiment has risen sharply as the country grapples with an unemployment rate of nearly 40%. Many South Africans say the more than 3 million immigrants in the country are taking jobs from citizens. Despite the Anti-Racism Network's campaign, some groups do not agree that racism is growing in South Africa. Gabriel Cruz, head of campaigns at the Institute of Race Relations, told the panel conducting recent hearings that there is a tendency to exaggerate racism.
There is good news in this country, that most ordinary South Africans, at least when it comes to race, are in a much better place than we have ever been in before. Unemployment is the greatest problem in this country. Race relations, meanwhile, have never been better.
The government has drafted a national action plan to combat racism, xenophobia, discrimination, and others. There also is pending legislation to prevent and combat hate crimes and hate speech. Once passed, the bill would criminalize acts of racism and xenophobia. The annual Anti-Racism Week culminates on March 21st, which is South Africa's Human Rights Day and the anniversary of the Sharpeville massacre. Thuso Khumalo for VOA News, Johannesburg.